Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and welcoming into the studio our great friend, Sally Kistner, Executive Director over at the Arts Council. Sally, good to see you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. Sally, you and I get together quite a bit, at least once a month, and we always take time highlighting the upcoming show with the Arts Council. We have a lot of fun doing that. You do an amazing job bringing on a guest with us, usually from the ACT, and we appreciate that so much and all you do for our community with the arts. But we don't ever get a chance, really, it seems like, to really just sit back and talk about the Arts Council and talk about the great work that you guys do. So, for one, I want to thank you for being in, and I really want to send a big thank you to Meredith and our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau giving the time to the Arts Council today.
Absolutely.
So, big shout out to them and the great work they do. Sally, before we get into the history of the Arts Council, how did you get involved with the Arts Council?
Well, I had heard about the opening for an executive director at some point, and I knew the president of the board at that time, just asked a few questions about it. I've always been interested in the performing arts. My daughter was involved in performing arts, still is. She's a choreographer. She's a great singer. But I found it very interesting, and I just threw my hat in the ring and got lucky.
It's interesting to hear you always had a love of the arts. And it kind of, it feels like in talking to you over the years and stuff that this job is something you were kind of building up towards whether you knew it or not.
Exactly.
It's interesting.
And looking back, I can see a lot of things that I did in my work life that really pointed toward this, and I'm using a lot of those skills now, so it's cool.
The universe always puts us where we need to be.
Exactly.
You know, it always does. That's very cool. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet.
How about the history of the Arts Council in Southwood County?
So it was incorporated on January 23rd, 1976 as a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to educational purposes. The first name was actually Community Arts Council of Southwood County, Inc. And we've since dropped that to just Arts Council of Southwood County. They've had several physical office locations starting out in the lower level of McMillan Library and then moving to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center when it was over on Johnson Street. And then in 2009, we moved to our current location in the North Central Real Estate Office Building on 8th Street South.
And been going strong ever since.
Yes.
You've touched on this a little. Oh, did you have more history? I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. The performance locations have changed also. We started at McMillan Library, then moved to East Junior High when it had a stage
That's way back when.
Then West Junior High, which is now Rams. And since 2000, we've been in the beautiful Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, great facility. Love that building. There are two stages in this state that I want to perform on. It's the Rams one, and it's that Performing Arts Center. I love that place. The acoustics in that building are so beautiful.
Yeah.
You've touched on this a little bit, Sally. Can we get into depth about what the Arts Council mission is?
Sure. The mission is really to promote enjoyment and appreciation of a variety of performing art forms among area residents of all ages. Connected with that, we also provide and fund artist in education programs that allows professional artists to enrich the lives of area students through performances, workshops, and master classes. So basically, we offer these classes when we bring groups in. We offer them to homeschool students as well as students in Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Assumption Catholic Schools, Pacelli, Port Edwards, Nakusa, Pittsville, Amherst, and Adams Friendship. And we've even reached out to DC Everest. Last year, they brought a group in, too.
Awesome. Very cool. You know, it is great to be able to bring these acts into town, the economy that it brings, adults having something to do, especially in our winter months when there's not as much and everything, and all those things none of us take lightly. But that mission statement is so important and so vital to our community, to our youth. We don't blink an eye at sports and the idea of putting into youth sports. And I applaud that. I agree with that. There's so much, you know, 1-2% of kids are going to make it and go on and do professional sports. But the life lessons you can learn from sports are lifetime. It's no different than entertainment and arts. Arts give these same exact things. They give opportunities for children to build confidence, to learn more of their skill set, to understand, maybe spark something in them, and they want to take it and run with it, whatever that might mean. About the same percentage of kids that are in shows or learn about these shows or attend these workshops may turn into entertainers.
Right.
But the life lessons they learn, they can apply to whatever field they go into, whatever they do. Tell me there's a field out there that a kid couldn't be more confident or couldn't be more benefited from some confidence or more people skills or communication skills or anything. That's the arts. That's what they give. And having these workshops where it's not just, you know, not to make light of any of our teachers or anything. They all are very good at what they do, and we appreciate that work. But to have a Larry Gatlin, like, talking to you about something or something like that, like, it means, adds a little more weight to it.
Right. And funny you should mention that, but this season with the Larry Gatlin songwriting workshop, we actually had a student who was so greatly impacted. His teacher came to me and said that he said this was the one of the best days of his life. He has had some things happen to him in the past, and he's poured himself into writing music. Mm. And at the end of the workshop, Larry Gatlin spent like 20 minutes with this kid. And
that's,
I mean,
beautiful.
It touches my heart to know that our workshops are having this kind of an impact, even on one student.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are more we don't hear about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's thank you for sharing that. That is really, really cool. How about the structure of the Arts Council? Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we are a nonprofit with one paid employee. That's me. I'm the lucky one. And I report to a board of directors, which is comprised of 9 to 12 members at any given time. They serve three-year rotating terms. And there are officer positions of president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary, as most boards are set up.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some volunteers who do ticket sales and work sometimes the night of the show, maybe at the will call table or handing out programs if we're shorthanded. We hold monthly meetings to handle all of our business transactions, and fortunately, we also communicate via email with important things that come up in between. Our fiscal year runs July through June.
Thank you for that. Sometimes I think with especially an organization like this or something that's been around for a while, there's going to be new people in town or people that may not know all that information. And I think it's very impactful for businesses out there that we want to advertise with us and work with the Arts Council and everything.
Exactly.
That understanding that structure goes a long way, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of those sources, what about revenue sources? How does that work for you guys?
So our number one source of revenue is ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to see a packed house.
Yeah.
It's actually about 70% of our revenue.
Mm.
The rest comes from donations, advertising for our programs, and show sponsorships. We also have some in-kind partnerships as far as sponsorships go. For example, WFHR.
Yeah.
They sponsor shows and in turn give us free advertising for that particular show. We've done some very creative things as well, where we'll have a business purchase a season ticket, for example, or a pair of season tickets,
yeah,
and then give those away. And so that's a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Donations are very critical as well. And we have some wonderful donors who every single year donate to us, and
yeah,
we absolutely appreciate that. Grants are important. That's a source of revenue, and especially was important during COVID. It kept us in business, basically.
Yeah. When it comes to that, those revenue sources and everything, and you mentioned some creative things that you guys have done, we always want to encourage any new business that wants to work with the Arts Council, always open to those things and open to ideas and you know, what you're thinking and how we can work together and everything. As it's so, I'm saying we, I don't work at the Arts Council, but that's how much I care about what that you guys do over there.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to keep saying we.
The community kind of owns us, I feel.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it, yeah.
We do a service for them, mm-hmm. so.
I encourage people to look into other resources and other ways that you can impact things with the Arts Council. And mm-hmm. as Sally told you right there, those ticket sales are everything. They're so yes. vital. Spreading the word about these events and these shows, it goes so much farther than we could really put into words. You could bring any act into town, and you just don't know how the ticket sales are going to go for that set act.
Exactly.
So we can guarantee certain things. We can't guarantee that, but we can guarantee certain things. And as far as grants or, donations and that goes a lot farther than we'll ever be able to word. So greatly appreciate this community supporting the arts like they do.
Right.
As far as support efforts go, let's dive into that a little bit, Sally. We're touching on it already, kind of lean into it.
Yes, exactly. So I do an annual mailing to our individual donors who support us, and that's just an annual thing that they do. Mm-hmm. We are also going to be starting our business solicitation. We do that in the spring and summer. So that's when we start looking for sponsorships. By that time, we will have identified our whole season so that we can actually have someone choose a show they'd like to sponsor. Mm. And there are various levels of sponsorship, anywhere from $500 to $4,000 and up. And as I mentioned, we're also looking for different ways to work together. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary sponsorship. We also have advertising. Our programs, we have a beautiful color program, and then we have a black and white insert that we change. So if someone wants to change up their ad, if they're in retail sales and they want to make it a little bit different, we have a couple of businesses who do that. Every single show, they change it up a little bit, and they have that option. So that's pretty much our support efforts.
When it comes to the way that the Arts Council supports the businesses that advertise with them, I think it's noteworthy as well, because you're attaching your name not just to the Arts Council, but to the acts that are performing there. So Uptown, has this great show last night and kills it, does an amazing job.
Yep.
I swear I could hear them from the other side of town. Oh, they were sounding so good.
They were awesome.
Yeah, and a great turnout and all that. Well, if we're WFHR, we're advertising with you guys. We're not just being sold along with the Arts Council. We're being sold along with Uptown. We're being sold
exactly.
with that. You're attaching your name to something like that, which brings more eyeballs, which is what every advertiser, every business is looking for. So the opportunity, how many other opportunities you have in Wood County to be able to do something like that?
Right.
Like, that's a pretty darn good opportunity. If I'm a business, I'm jumping on that. I want to be a part of something like that.
Yep. In addition to being mentioned several times in the program and getting an ad as part of your sponsorship in the program, we mention them whenever we can. Mm-hmm. We've got the business names on posters. We mention them as an intro before the show starts. It's all over the place.
Yeah. When, as we mentioned before, we have a relationship, WFHR and the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. When we talk about these shows, we talk about the sponsors. So you're getting heard on the radio as well. There's so many avenues here. And just word of mouth, you're handing out these pamphlets, and I see, the WFHR is on the pamphlets. And
right.
That. And so showing the community support as well, the PR of this is unparalleled. Like, any business worth their salt nowadays understands it's not just my business, it's who I'm attaching myself to. It's who I'm supporting. Nike and McDonald's don't need money, but you see them sponsoring things all the time because it matters. People in our conscious, whether it's subconscious or not, it matters. Oh, I see this business is putting back into our community.
Right.
This business cares about the arts. That stuff goes a lot farther than we can put into words.
You bet.
When it comes to the community involvement and how we can be more involved, we've kind of touched on this a little bit too. But are there other ways we can be involved with the Arts Council?
Or
vice versa.
Sure. We're trying to get visibility a little bit more to get the word out there, because you would be amazed at the number of people who are like, Arts Council, what's that? I've never heard of them. And we've been around since 1976. So we're doing some new things. We've just started in the past year. We did Cranberry Blossom Fest Parade that we're also going to do this year again. At a Rafters game, we did a 50-50 raffle last year, and we're scheduled for the end of June again this year.
Excellent.
We did the Christmas tree walk at the museum, and we're going to do that again just to get the word out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also like to do things for the community. For example, the Aspirus Women's Cancer Patient Fund. We are going to donate to that through our Always Olivia performance.
That's beautiful.
Next month. We're collaborating with Mid-State Tech on with their culinary arts program. We scheduled a reception that their students are going to be providing the appetizers for before the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis tribute.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a good idea.
And we have a couple of restaurants that we are helping promote by doing dinners beforehand. We had the last one last night. So
nice.
We'll probably continue doing things like this to just kind of get a little more community involvement going on.
We're stronger together. You know, we realize that in this community really well. The Rapids really gets that. And and when you know you've got a nonprofit and an organization that could just look season opening, like, hey, we could do something with this team, or we could do something with this restaurant or this organization or something, and seeing that those two working together or these organizations working together only benefits all of us. It makes us all stronger. It makes our economy stronger. All of the above.
Yeah.
When it comes to the cost of bringing these acts in, I imagine that this varies from act to act and everything, but it's also something that you don't have to understand this industry to understand that this is probably one of the bigger, you know, budget things. Is as far as your budget goes, this is one of the biggest things out of the pie that goes to out of the budget goes to these things, the two these acts,
right? And people are surprised. New board members who come on board are amazed at what all is associated with a performance. I know the general public doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
The performance fee, obviously, is going to be probably the highest.
Sure, yeah.
But then we pay for security. That has become very important in the contracts. They demand security now.
Yeah.
So we pay for security. Some of these costs aren't huge, but they add up.
Everything adds up, yeah.
We have PAC rental. We pay for the tech crews who work the shows. And when that doesn't work, you know, it can make or break a show. So we have janitorial crews that we pay for at the PAC. And then sometimes we have to get outside sound, lighting, and equipment rental. Fees can add up. We have ticketing system fees. We have credit card fees that we pay, though being a nonprofit, we get decent fees for that. So we are not at the point where we're going to charge those back to our patrons.
That's nice.
And, of course, marketing expenses.
Yeah.
Those can really add up.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just your general administrative and general operating costs, you know, rent for our building, things like that. And they all break down and kind of get divided among the number of shows that we do. So we sort of calculate it that way and try and figure out when we're scheduling shows what kind of price to come up with for a ticket based on all this. And we've got a cool spreadsheet that somebody before me made, and we can just plug numbers in and kind of make adjustments as necessary.
And, you know, if you are like myself and you could, you know, I think that they're such affordable tickets. I've never seen a show in the years we've been talking. I've never seen a show that I looked at and I was like, well, that's a high price or anything like that. I've always, it's always the opposite. I'm always like, wow, that is great that they can offer something like this for that price.
And yes, our goal is to break even.
Yeah.
We are a nonprofit, so our goal is to break even. And sometimes some of the tickets we could be charging a lot more for, but we want to fill the house and we want to make it affordable. So we kind of make some adjustments for the whole season that way.
You've done a great job of giving us history, of breaking down the Arts Council, showing us how the Arts Council has our community's back and does things for our community. Let's show the Arts Council we have their back. Let's show them that we support them. Let's put into the Arts Council, put into the arts. In any of these different ways, you can do that. And if you can't do any of some of these financial ways or anything, all of us can spread the word about these shows.
Absolutely.
And can always use volunteers, can always use people like that, people that care, like Sally did before she started working at the Arts Council, had a passion for this. Maybe you're somebody like that. We can always use good people.
Absolutely.
As we're wrapping up with our last couple of minutes here, Sally, I want to talk about the upcoming productions. And a shout out to Uptown. Great work the other night. Great work by them. Big thank you to them for coming to town and talking with us on the air. It was really good meeting those, meeting them, having them on the air with us.
Yep.
Got a really great show coming right up, Sally. My mom is dying to go see this.
We've actually got two in March,
so it's
going to be a very busy weekend. The first one is How Sweet It Is. Mm-hmm. It's Steve Leslie singing James Taylor. Mm. This guy is phenomenal. He looks and sounds just like James Taylor.
It's uncanny.
Yes.
Like, it really is. Like I grew up in a James Taylor house, and I've heard a lot of Mr. Taylor over the years.
Yep.
I again, wasn't looking at the screen when I played him, and I'm like, whoa, like he's really good.
Right. Mm. He's also a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, and we're going to be doing a workshop with him with students that
awesome.
Day at 10 o'clock.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned this a little bit already. On March 10th, I have another great show coming up.
Yes, Always Olivia. It's an Olivia Newton-John tribute. It's on a Sunday afternoon, so we're trying an afternoon show once, see how that goes. And as I mentioned, we're not only doing donations for the Aspirus Women's Cancer Patient Fund, but $3 from each ticket, adult ticket sale, is going to be donated there.
Annie Aiello, I believe is her name.
Yes.
I believe she's from if she's not from there, she performed in Chicago area a lot.
She is from the Chicago area.
She is
area.
From there.
Yep.
So I've heard her name before when she was doing kind of solo stuff.
Okay.
And she's got a pretty good name in that city. And
yes.
To take, I think it's pretty cool to, like, she could be doing her own thing, but this is how much Olivia meant to her and how much she cares, like about this. And all of that being said, we love Olivia Newton-John, love her and the memory of her. It's great the impact this can make on the research and raising awareness.
Exactly.
And stuff cannot be taken lightly. It's just as important as taking in a great show.
And she also donates a portion of her performance fee goes to the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Fund.
Now, that is something unique to this particular show, but don't lose sight of this, everybody. Every one of these shows make an impact in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of these shows add to our economy, add to our youth, add to our just fun, just in general, just
yeah.
great and fun in this area and stuff. Like, not everybody's got something like this, and not everybody has a Sally Kistner caring so much about our community and adding to it like you do. I appreciate
you,
Sally.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your board and the team over there at the Arts Council, all the volunteers. Mm-hmm. We certainly send a shout out to Eric and the team at the PAC that join us too. We are so much better of a community for having you and having this team and these things in place. And you would certainly notice if you didn't have them. So let's appreciate what we have and let's make sure that we keep it around. Add to the Arts Council as much as you can in any of the ways that Sally and I have talked about today. You can find out more and get your tickets at savorthearts.com. That's savorthearts.com. Be sure to get those tickets. Don't wait. You don't want to wait.
Don't wait.
No, get them right away. And I got more great shows coming up. Sally will join us to talk about some of those later next month, probably. Thanks for the time, Sally.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm. And a big thank you again to Meredith and our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit them and find out ways that you can put back into your community. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week. Shout out to our Pam Hilke for doing an amazing job scheduling week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.